Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Belle Starr.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona,
and the world at large. We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio C, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Good morning, Candle Kid. Good morning, sister, Silver. Tell me how to get that right.
Check out.
Good morning, Weed Day Wednesday listeners. It is Wednesday, May 11th, 2006. What's going on?
Oh, Candle Kid? I was thinking.
Oh, no.
You called her Silver Sister, and then you called her Sativa Sister.
Yeah, so there's all sorts of sisters. Silver, Sativa. Non-pet gal sister. Oh, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody. Here's a laugh back there. You should laugh in the morning. You should hit the bomb, too.
What are we having this morning?
A little RKS.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
With a little...
Now it's BS.
Yeah, that's true. BS.
Brown sugar.
Oh, my God. Let's laugh again. Because that's funny.
It's just us crazy kids this morning.
It's just us. We have no idea what's going on. It's Wednesday. Summer is here.
And we're ready to play in it.
And?
Or be inside for most of the time.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the mall. Go to the movies.
I was like, oh, it's getting hot. You know when that takes a little bit longer for your air conditioner to, like, get cool? And you're like,
You're like, wait, I thought this was on already. No.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of just rolling down all four windows, getting all that hot air out, and then rolling it back up and bringing that new cool air in.
Very good idea. While you're waiting for your AC to kick in.
Also, make sure that your air conditioner is turned off after you turn off your car. That hot air right when you turn it on is not fun.
It's nasty. Who wants that?
It's not fun. It's like the devil blowing in your face.
Ooh. Devil's got a new dress, devil. Oh, wrong too.
That was, I thought that you were really going to get into that.
I know, time. I was like, woo!
I was like, here goes Belle.
Here we go. No, sorry guys.
No, she didn't have it.
My 100-year-old mandolin needs a player.
Is it 100 years old though?
It is.
Wow.
It's probably over.
A little ancient right there.
That's some Kentucky love and licking.
You can look at the fingers marks on that.
I know, they played the crap out of this thing.
It's worn down right there on the neck.
All original gear. We need a hillbilly band. I think we got it. Ain't no liquor in this town. All right. Speaking of liquor, welcome to Weed Day Wednesday, everybody.
That's Belle Starr. I'm the Cannabis Kid.
We don't know who's sitting on the couch. We really have no
Double S. Double S Tech Gal.
Double S Tech Gal? All right. Sounds like Devil Ants. Devil Ants is sitting on the couch over there. I've been watching way too many Westerns these days. I'm all about quarrelsomes and boy howdies. And all right, so let's talk about marijuana. There's a lot going on.
There's
always a lot going on. It's really fun. I'm just really excited for Pennsylvania still.
Tumbleweeds was out at the Folk Festival.
We were out at the Folk Festival. We love the Folk Festival.
How was that?
That was really fun. We were out there for 2 whole days hanging out with everybody.
Now that's 2 whole days of people getting education.
Yes.
Was Tumbleweeds doing any certifications?
No, we did not do certifications. We signed everybody up for a bunch of them, and they're coming on down in droves. So the Folk Festival was great. It was the 31st annual. Don McCutcheon was the headliner, and It was just a lot of fun. We had a lot of people stop by that. Last year, every year I think we get a better and better turnout of attitude towards what we're doing. It was really scary the first year to step out and say that we were for cannabis, marijuana, weed, whatever you want to call it. It was really scary.
And that was
it's still slightly
4 years ago.
Almost five years ago. We started this darn near in the summer of 11 is when we, well, actually, we started, yeah, June, July, when we started talking it up and putting out our flyers and hitting up the smoke shops, and we got on the
grand opening
and a grand reopening, and then I don't know how we got into our tumbleweed talk.
I just wanted to know how it went on the at the.
It went swell.
I love to hear about these things because it makes you happy, and
our first,
you guys have come a long.
We have come a long way.
And I know me and Belle were talking this morning. About your awards through to the Tucson Weekly.
Yes. We won Best Certification Center and Best Education Center, and we couldn't be more proud.
Which are huge accomplishments.
Yeah. When you love something, it's not really work, but what is the saying? I don't even know what saying I'm coming
from. Work like you don't need the money.
Oh, well, that too, because we don't get it.
But
that's okay.
But you love what you do.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter, because when you can wake up in the morning and say, what do I have to do today? I have to find out something really cool about weed. Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's a rough morning. Oh,
how am I going to proceed?
I don't know.
People were glad to have you out, Tumbleweeds out at the Folk Festival. And
that's what I was going to tell you. The first, very first, not patient, but the very first guest to come up and talk to us was the police officer. And we'd like to just say hello, TPD, and thank you for coming and getting educated, because they did. He came up, and he was on his little bike, cruising all around. He was fantastic. He stayed there for a while. I won't tell him too long, because he could get in trouble. Probably the only morning biker out there. Totally blew it. And anyway, we taught him about concentrates, about waxes, dabs, about the laws surrounding those. Because if you're caught with one of those items, any concentrate, and you don't have a card, you're so felony busted. Yeah, we taught him about the conditions.
Scary.
We walked through our flyer with him. We got books out. It was fantastic. It was really a great little educational session. And he was great. He was fantastic. He was super smiley, super nice, and happy to be there, happy that we were there educating people. And off he rode on his little bike. Ching-ching. We need a little bike bell. Ching-ching. So there it is.
That's so awesome.
It was awesome.
You were well received the whole time.
Walked around. We got people to sign a signature to legalize cannabis, which is happening this November. It will happen.
AZFMR for the folks who are unaware.
Yeah, and if you'd like to mindfully regulate cannabis, that's the way to do it. You do it for the patients, for the people, and without the extreme penalties that
let's implement the bill that we want now, not look for something better in the past. We have better right now.
We have better. Let's just improve on it.
Exactly.
Let's just improve upon it.
I mean, this takes it out of making it a patient.
I hope.
That patients don't feel like they're
criminals.
Thank you.
And being prosecuted for using a plant, a non-toxic plant. And
I can't.
It's they're just you feel like a criminal even when you do it legally. You're like, should I? It's a stupid paranoia that the government's created, and people laugh at it now that are in this industry, because we were talking to somebody yesterday, and they said, ironically, the first thing we thought of when you said cannabis was reefer madness, and they started laughing because they knew how obscene
it goes right
reefer
to that.
Madness in our government is. Yeah, it goes right to that, but they were open-minded enough to go, oh my God, that is so not. And we're talking about someone in their 30s and then someone in their 60s, so a lady and her father. So they were both like, oh my gosh, seriously, people are still listening to Reefer Madness? Like, come on.
Seriously? Wasn't Charlie Chapman in that one? I'm just kidding. Sorry.
I think he was. I could see his little walk in.
He was an extra. I know he was.
He didn't get hit by that car, but a madman using marijuana. He was taking marijuana. Where are we going?
I don't know.
10 strains really that motivate your mind. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Are you ready? We love these. And thanks to our friends at All But, we have a couple little lists here that are super
very
fun.
Nice.
10 strains to motivate your mind. Marijuana is consumed by individuals in all walks of life. This is true, and in all different types of careers. For those who require creativity in their careers, they often find motivation from cannabis. There have been many artists, musicians, writers, other creative minds throughout history who have advocated for cannabis. Carl Sagan, hello. While many creative individuals are able to perform their tasks without cannabis, many praise marijuana for its ability to help motivate the mind and increase creativity. Here are 10 different strains of marijuana that are known for helping motivate the mind. Steve Jobs used it.
He did.
Who doesn't love an apple? Apples are good for you. An apple a day
keeps
all
the boogeyman away
and the bad things in your computers away. All right. Here we go. I'm trying to get Cannabis Kid to switch over. He's using a PC, people. I know. You can log in now and tell him. I know. Now I'm going to get
how
PC haters.
How ridiculous
call.
This I know. Is.
Here we go. Here's a strain. It's called Cinex. C-I-N-E-X. Offers a very uplifting, clear-headed focus and stimulating as well as energetic buzz with flavors described as sweet, citrusy, and earthy. The strain is sure to be a delight.
Tasty.
Cinex is a strain that will help you get your mind where it needs to be. All right.
Did you?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Lord.
Cinex?
Wait a minute. I have to read about this one. Cinex. No, the next one, because
Green
Crack Extreme.
I thought there was
on that. No, Green Crack was already extreme. Right. I want to know what happened to it, because that was already like you were on a little crack cocaine. Not that anyone here has used it. And Green Crack Extreme is an enhanced version of the original Green Crack. Oh, Lord. This strain is known for its bright green buds.
Who needed
That's
it stronger?
True. Yeah, no kidding. And candy aromas. Similar to Green Crack, this strain will leave you stress-free, inspired, and on point. Well, original Green Crack, I'll tell you, will make you run a marathon. And if you've never run a marathon, you will run two or three that day.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations on your marathon, because it's the first you've run and the last you will. You'll break bones. It's way too energetic. And who extreme this one is in trouble? All right, go for it. Brainstorm.
Well, we also have Brainstorm Haze. We'll have you focused, motivated, and upbeat, as well as ready to tackle whatever your day might hold.
Yeah.
The strain is said to be accompanied by a fruity flavor and a floral aroma.
Mm.
The parents of this incredible strain are Ty Landris and Stargazer. That just sounds fantastic, though.
It really does.
Now, those are some words I can get behind.
Yeah.
Green Crack Extreme is scary.
It is.
It's got a little bit of fear underneath of it.
Well, and the name Green Crack. Okay, I'm not saying.
Could we go just Green Extreme?
Oh, I like it. Green Extreme.
That's ours.
Green C Extreme. TM.
TM.
Green C Extreme. Coming after you. Oh.
You're going to get it.
Yeah. Anyway, did anyone watch that in the New Zoo Review? We can make up any. I'll leave it. Yeah, hot.
Okay. It's got a rubber handle.
Raspberry Cough is a sativa dominant strain brought to you by Nirvana Seeds. This strain provided for an uplifted and focused as well as motivated and productive buzz to help you tackle that to-do list that you've been putting off for days. Okay, so
and
buzz.
And the schnozberries taste like schnozberries.
Good one.
Purple Chem Dog. Is an indica dominant strain that provides a very potent body buzz that is accompanied by an uplifted and creative head high. This strain is described as having a very potent diesel flavor and sweet grape aroma. Purple Chem Dog is sure to have you motivated and ready to go.
Oh my God, we
know
that.
Now, the names of that one, I'm guessing Purple, Granddaddy Purple would be.
Yeah. Oh.
One of its things, and then
Chem Dog.
Yeah. So those two together. And Granddaddy Purps is already a pretty intense
Beautiful.
Indica.
Oh, it's so good though. It's like a happy. Remember what was the we had a happy indica with purple in it. Which what was it? Granddaddy Purps.
Yeah, Granddaddy Purps, and then there's Purple Urkel.
Purple Urkel was it.
Mm-hmm.
Love Purple Urkel.
Yeah.
So you folks out there might want to write these strains down if you're feeling motivated to do so, because you can go into your nearest dispensary and check them out and ask them, request them. Do you guys have this? All right. Afgui is a beautiful strain that is notorious for its intense trichome content that leaves a gooey residue on your hands after handling. This perfectly balanced hybrid brings you an energetic, euphoric, and stress-free high. All right, for Afgui.
Get it, gooey.
We're very distracted by medical cannabis suppositories are kicking diseases' butts. They look like tiny little torpedoes. I'm sorry, with pot leaves on them. I know, but, you know, back in the day, they didn't look like that.
You know, I was talking to world-renowned...
useful.
Yeah, I was talking to world-renowned Regina.
Regina Nelson.
Yes, Regina Nelson.
Yes.
Doctor of...
Yes,
Dr.
Regina.
Dr. Regina. And she swears by these. And...
there's a patient in town that uses them that wouldn't be here today, probably, if you didn't have these. For real.
These are incredible. I've seen and met people who said, you know, America's so harsh with the whole medicine in the rear, you know. And all in Europe, that's how a lot of them take their medications. And America's just the last one to get on board because, you know, here we're so anal retentive and... medicine like that's just, oh my God.
Wait, did you say anal retentive?
I did.
Get it? Sorry.
Da-dunch.
I know, go ahead.
But it's just really good to actually start seeing this in our, in the medical cannabis community because it works
such a good medicine.
Wonders. The reason why, I mean, you have a lot of nerve endings down there, and it's just the best way to being soaked into the body.
In that area. Specifically that area.
Specifically for anybody who is having cancer of the stomach, colon cancer, anything that is down there below, the suppositories will seriously go in there at a level that you will that is untouchable by smoking or eating.
Right.
It's
what about juicing?
89% I just I'm talking about Regina.
I know.
It's high number. It's like if you want if you're using cannabis to kick something a disease's butt, suppositories are the only way you should be doing well it's the first in your
really
response.
Really want to get it.
Do everything else as preventative.
Yeah, just do that and do everything else you're already doing. Smoke it, eat it, but use the suppository.
There's
incredible
a great...
Well, why is that? Is it a mucous membrane thing? Mm-hmm. Is it gets in there so quickly and just to the, it targets the specific area?
It knows exactly where to go.
It's a quick uptake because it's like you said, there's
vegetables. So like taking sublingually, it gets to the membrane faster. It gets into your system. Yes, and people who can't swallow.
Seizures, medication.
They can't, They can't swallow, eat, smoke. Even if you put a tincture in their mouth and let it sit there, it's just going to sit there because it's not. It'll go, eventually it'll, but it still will be kind of.
That's right.
This is just efficient and easy. Bam, done. So,
and you can get the potency very high on your suppositories. Making sure that they are the most potent. It's probably the best way to go because, you know, you're wanting to kick this disease's butt, literally, out of your system. So we're going to post that because it is such a interesting article.
Well, and it's a form of medicine that, you know, a lot of people these days, I mean, my parents used to, my mom used to use them quite a bit when we got sick. It was an natural thing to do. No one liked it, but it freaking worked.
Right.
And you felt better after.
Right.
You know? But seriously, anything in medicine today we can use cannabis with, and that's the beauty of this, is that we're just transforming this beautiful plant and putting it into everything that we already know and use now, and we're creating new and better ways to use it.
And it's just the tip of the iceberg, folks. I mean, we're not even there yet. I mean,
we must have had one of these strains that have just got us so creative.
Oh, gosh, we're
speaking
into it.
Speaking of strains that are creative, let's get back to Afgui, and then we'll go to that article later. Afgui is a beautiful strain. It's notorious for its intense trichome content. Oh, did I read this already? See? I'm just going back to it. We're going to read it again. It leaves a gooey residue on your hands after handling. and its perfectly balanced hybrid brings you energetic euphoria, stress-free high. It is. AFGU is a really good balance. You don't go like green crack. Yeah, you're not all crazy on it, but it gives you some. It gives you a like a relaxed energy, if that makes sense, like a balanced energy. Mm-hmm. So you're not flying all over the place like Tasmanian Devil. You're more focused in it. Yeah, and just
you get a little bit of.
I call it happy relax.
Is that a hybrid?
Yeah, AFGU. CBD Shark has a 1-to-1 THC to CBD ratio, like Critical Cure, making it a wonderful medicinal strain for addressing anxiety and information. This strain is known for providing a very focused, clear-headed buzz that is accompanied by sweet, earthy aromas. So for those new to cannabis out there, when they say the word buzz or high, what they mean is really the onset of the medication, the first feeling of it. So don't let those words buzz or high or stoned scare you. People are describing what's happening, and that's just a term they use. So you can use whatever you want, but that's just the term. So the buzz, the high, the onset, pretty good. That's what we say. What's wrong with a little bit of happy?
Yeah. And dosing can, you know, either increase that onset or decrease it. So knowing how much you want to take and really getting that feeling of what can I handle right now.
And knowing your strain, because some strains don't come on
important.
Right away.
Very
know?
Important.
They take a little longer to kick in.
They creep.
Like
Creepy Tink?
Oh, Creepy Tink. Oh, we miss Creepy Tink. We're going to have to get
it back. I remember that one. And it was kind of scary because you didn't know what was coming.
No. And you all of a sudden you're like, whoa, hey, what is this? Yeah, we know that. Jolly Rancher.
That sounds delicious.
Is a rare strain. It's said to be very colorful, sweet-smelling, and sticky with resin. The strain is a hybrid from California that offers very uplifting, energetic, and euphoric buzz. Medical patients praise the strain for its anti-inflammatory and stress-relieving properties.
Mm.
That sounds like an awesome strain. Wow. Maybe that's a little better. How's our... sound going, I wonder, out there. Can anybody hear us? Are we even on air?
Do we sound
air?
Good?
Are we even on air? We'll see. We'll have to find out. Who knows? We're probably muted this entire time. All right. Purple Jack, which comes from Granddaddy Purple and Jack Hare, is a strain that brings you the best of both worlds, offering the energetic and mentally focused effects of Jack Hare, combined with the relaxing euphoric buzz from its Purple Kush lineage. The strain is sure to have you calm, cool, and collected after just a few totes. Awesome. That sounds really good.
Purple Jack.
Yeah, Purple Jack. That's a
cool and calm.
Yeah, that is a killer hybrid right there. And finally, White Zombie is a hybrid known for its potent focus and cerebral effects, offering great creative vibes. This strain is said to provide long-lasting effects and many different medical benefits, ranging from relief of anxiety all the way to appetite stimulation. The strain is described as having a very pungent-like aroma. Woo-hoo! And there you have it, folks. 10 strains.
That sound delicious.
Yeah,
and
that sound
do
awesome.
Amazing things.
And get your mind going. Now, if we want, we can go back to that article about suppositories. Medical cannabis suppositories are kicking diseases. Medical marijuana science is pushing new realms and opening new doors. Recently, the development of a cannabis suppository has been making news. The cannabis suppository might sound strange or even scary to some. However, to others, this is a great release and an exceptional medicinal attribute. The cannabis suppository is showing great success in helping things such as Crohn's, colon cancer, and cervical cancer. Results are starting to come in from multiple studies solidifying the potentials that cannabis has in helping to control the symptoms of these diseases for some and even cure them for others.
Cannabis is not a cure all for cannabis is not a cure all for everybody, and each individual will experience will be different. Cannabis, however, is showing great success and is allowing for a better quality of life for individuals who suffer from a multitude of common conditions. Cannabis oils, topicals, lotions that are high in THC and CBD and edibles that offer a variety of options for consumers looking to utilize the medical benefits of marijuana to help with what ails them. The cannabinoids found in cannabis play a vital role in our body's ability to communicate efficiently between nerves and cells. When the endocannabinoid system is saturated with cannabinoids, the two-way communication process becomes efficient, allowing the body to function at more optimum level and performance.
Wow.
Cancers, seizures, disorders, depression, anxiety, and many others altering complications, beware. Marijuana won't harm you, unlike pills that kill. Cannabis can cure and is giving hope to tens of thousands every day. The cannabis-based suppository is just one of the many products that will change life and healthcare as we know it.
Oh, absolutely. That is absolutely the truth. It is. And that is. It's a really good way to use a medicine like we have been for a long time. I don't know when the suppository was first created, but I know it's been around for 45 years.
I mean, as far as medicine goes, I mean, we're talking about all kinds of different things that this is. I mean, this is just the tip of the iceberg.
Man, suppository is not a good memory. Flashbacks. Tell me I don't remember. Tell me stoners aren't smart. Come on. Remember everything. But, all right. We also have another, you know what we haven't said?
What?
We haven't said anything about Tumbleweeds Health Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. We started to tell our little story, but come on down to Tucson's voted best number one certification center and number one education center. That's right. You think you're coming in smart. We're going to leave you smarter when you leave. So come on down and get some education, get certified. Just come ask questions. Come pick up some information. We've got some lovely brochures down there about our health center, CBDs, different dispensaries around town. Education about cannabis, terpenes, concentrates. If you don't know what wax, butter, shatter, or any of those other fun things are, come down. We'll teach you.
Butter.
Sorry we can't smoke it with you there. But soon, maybe. Who knows? The laws are changing.
We'll have a cafe soon.
Yeah. There we go. We're going to have we'll just create this entire Tucson town of cannabis. There you go. The trail dust town of cannabis. Oh, TM, we love it. All right.
What's ours first?
Archer's gonna do it. Done. Taken. Over. Bam. Walls are up. Fort's up. The fort's up. Fort Tucson. Fort Cannabis. TM. I love it. Fort Cannabis. 10 strains that relieve your stomach pain. We get a lot of folks come in to tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And there are a lot. I didn't know what Crohn's was. I had to look it up. And when I looked it up, I felt really, really, really bad for the people that have symptoms of Crohn's because it's really bad. Like, really bad. It literally will tie your intestines in knots. Like, your intestines will literally, like you do with little cherry stems, and you tie them in little knots.
Mm-hmm.
I can do that. It will.
Yeah.
And I've heard patients say, I have literally felt my stomach unraveling.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Just by using cannabis.
Yeah. Hemp oil, even.
Mm-hmm.
CBD hemp oil, high CBD hemp oil. Stomach pain is something that almost everybody will suffer at least once in their life, whether it's nausea or vomiting or a disease such as Crohn's, or just a general stomach upset. This is an ailment that is undesirable, uncomfortable, and all too common. There are millions of individuals around the world that suffer from disease and conditions that cause stomach pain on a daily basis. Many of these individuals find relief in cannabis, and cannabis has been known for its stomach-soothing abilities for many years. Cannabis is also widely consumed by women during their menstrual cycles to help relieve the pain that is associated with cramps. Oh, boy. Here are 10 strains of cannabis that are helpful in relieving stomach pain. Oh, this is great.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My Lord. Yeah, those cramps are not fun.
Well, it's something that everyone can associate with.
At some point in their life, you've had some form of... Stomach upset.
Indigestion.
Indigestional problems.
Anything.
All right. Tutankhamun is a sativa strain that provides extreme creative stimulation. In addition to being a great strain to provide relief from stomach pain, it's also widely utilized for stress relief, battling depression, and relief from muscle spasms. The strain is notoriously skunky aroma and commonly produces a high concentration of THC. Tutankhamun. Now, let's see. if what happens when we click this, if they take us to...
They do.
Oh, they take us to the actual strain itself.
Oh, but that's fantastic.
To tell you, that was a nice little feature there.
It really breaks it down for you, so
yep, you can
anyone reading this article with us can totally follow along.
Yep, we're going to post that too right here. We try and post all our articles, and I will post the Penn's creative strains too because we need that, that's for sure. So let's get back to tummy trouble. Silver Kush. Oh, that sounds lovely. We love anything silver, and we love all Kushes. God save the Kush. Silver Kush is a sativa dominant strain that is known for its giggly, uplifting, happy eyes. The strain offers a wide variety of medical benefits, including nausea relief, pain relief, and defense against depression, to name a few. That's right. We got you, depression. You're out. You are out. That joke needs to be louder. Ready? There it is. All right. Oh, Thor's Hammer is a sativa strain that provides almost immediately uplifting effect that is combined with a wide variety of medical benefits, including stomach pain relief, defense against fatigue, and muscle spasms. This strain is often described as being the energy drink of marijuana strains. Thor's Hammer. That's really interesting. A lot of these have in common that they fight muscle spasms, which is a huge challenge when you have gastrointestinal problems. There's a lot of spasms happening down there. Gigabud. Well, that sounds like something I would have made up. Silly. Gigabud. That's a big bud. That's a gigabud. We got a terabyte bud coming. See ya. Done. It's an indica-dominant hybrid that will have you laughing yourself to sleep. The strain offers a very euphoric and happy buzz. It's also notorious for bringing on a case of couch lock and a good night's sleep. Sometimes that's just what you need to relieve your stomach pain. Gigabud. Must be a big one. CBD Critical Cure.
Is a high CBD content strain that helps to relieve stomach pain thanks to its anti-inflammatory properties. This strain has very little psychoactive effect, making it a great medical strain without an intense high. Now, what we're finding out more about these CBDs is having that just that little bit of THC allows the receptors to open up and take in more of the CBD when there's a lot more present. Giving you a lot more, like it's saying, a better medical strain, giving you that anti-inflammatory properties to really just bring that down. You don't really need that much of a high. And I think when people get worried, when they think them smoking, they smoked a long time ago. So they're going exactly back to that same feeling. And if they were microdosing with cannabis, they would actually get the relief without that feeling of the onset of the medicine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know someone very close to you, call him Pops, that uses Critical Cure.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
And he has said he has never felt better in his whole life. He suffers from a slipped disc and has had that pain for many years. And he uses that, and he enjoys it. I've seen a big difference in his mood.
It's supposedly almost 1-to-1 ratio, so it's like 8% CBD, 7% THC, something like that. It's a pretty good little balance.
When me and Belle talk about this, we talk about the balance. We talk about the balance in these different strains with all these different cannabinoids in them. And, you know, for such a long time, we always talk about this, the THC was bred into a lot of these strains and kind of boosted. All these strains all had the THC, but the THC was boosted to this extreme potency because, well, us as humans enjoyed that euphoric feeling.
Yeah, why not? We should.
Mm-hmm.
And that feeling has been enjoyed for thousands and thousands of years.
And so I'm thinking as we're getting to the point where we know how to start measuring and bringing out these different cannabinoids and boosting their medicinal properties, I think we're going to start seeing different diseases kind of fade to the wayside that
we're going to have less
and
less challenges.
A lot of these diseases are brought on by stress. Well, this is a plant that actually
reduces
stress and takes care of stress. So We'll get back into our strains. We have BC Sweet Tooth is an indica-dominant hybrid with a potent candy taste. This strain is said to have a very potent buzz that hits hard and fast. Many individuals describe this strain as providing an aroused effect, thought may to have, as also noted, that can bring on about headaches. So it's got a little bit of... there's a terpene that stimulates when it's found in the tea, when it's found in with these different strains, that gives that arousal effect. But it says this is also noted that can bring about headaches. On the brighter note, thought 9 out of the 10 patients who had tried this strain for relief from nausea have found it to be very effective.
Yes, cannabis is very effective.
Very. Sounds like you're just...
Here.
Took a hit of a helium balloon.
Oh, my God,
it's very effective.
Cannabis is very effective. Seriously, do your research and know what it is you want, so when you go into a dispensary, you can take a list like this and say, I have back pain, but I get anxious sometimes, so I don't, you know, I don't want that, but I do want to feel a little happy. What can you do for me? You know what I'm saying? So, and hopefully the folks at the dispensaries will know their cannabis thoroughly, because it's really important. And go slow, folks. There are a lot of articles about dosage and dosing and things like that and how much to take. And, you know, you're all familiar with your aspirins and your Tylenols and your ibuprofens, and you kind of know you need maybe 200, 400, 600 milligrams of that, maybe 1,000 if it's a bad cramp day. But when it comes to cannabis, this is new, and people are trying to figure out
how this works,
how to properly medicate without falling asleep or getting anxious or getting heart palpitations or staying awake when you don't want to, you know, that kind of stuff. So go low, start low. We always say like a half a milligram to maybe 1 or 2 milligrams. People are saying out there, take 10 milligrams. No, ma'am. No, sir. That's way too much for a newbie.
Microdose.
Meaning tiny little doses.
Baby doses.
Baby doses, people. Seriously, enough just to get
there's
it in your
There's no
system.
Rush. You just want to check this out and you want to slowly
Even
get
if
it
you
in.
You don't feel it the first time. It's okay. Your body's still going to have it in it. It's going to still be creating harmony with your cells and you won't even know it. The next day, you'll just sleep better that night. You go, huh, okay, next day, maybe take a milligram, maybe two. And then maybe you start to get the giggles. Or maybe you get up and you vacuum the house for the first time in a month, and you're like, huh, probably should have been doing that more. You know, maybe I should use this strain more because it's motivating me. Or maybe when my back hurts and, hey, that Kush feels really good. I don't feel anything anymore.
Hey, my arthritis isn't flaring up today.
What arthritis? What arthritis?
Carpal tunnel. I mean, the list goes on and on about all the things that this plant can do for you, and trying it with just microdosing and knowing the strain that you're taking.
Go low and slow. And wait a full hour. Wait.
Hold up.
Wait a full hour. Sorry, Don. I had to type it in. I've been told that the typing is really disturbing. So
no,
wait a full hour. People say wait 20 minutes, take 10 milligrams and wait 20 minutes. No. Take a milligram and wait an hour. One and one. Take one milligram, wait 1 hour.
TM.
One and one it, TM. One and one it. We love it. We love it. But seriously, go low and slow. You don't want to scare yourself, because that's what happens. A lot of people, they take too much and they have a freak out, or they sleep too much, or they don't want to vacuum the house because they just did.
Yeah.
So.
Microdosing.
Know your body. Baby doses. Black Widow. That's number 7. It's a hybrid strain that was bred by Mr. Nice Seed Bank and provides a great balance of both sativa and indica genetics. This strain is praised for its ability to relieve pain, nausea, and depression. And I like that they say where these are coming from. There was a Mr. Nice Seed Bank, and there's another seed bank that they had mentioned earlier. But if you would like to investigate seed banks, there are two. Number 8,
you're
tangerine.
You're welcome.
Is a sativa dominant hybrid that provides a fruity aroma, mango-like tropical flavor. This strain offers a euphoric, positive, focused buzz while providing relief from stomach pain, headaches, and anxiety. That makes me want to go to Hawaii. Oof. Let's just go.
It did sound amazing.
I've never even been there, but that makes me want to go. Yeah, I need a pina colada and a beach. Let's do this. All right, number 9, Lucid Dream.
Is a sativa-dominant hybrid that offers a very stimulating and uplifting buzz. Many medical marijuana patients prefer this strain as their daytime medical because it is energetic, has energetic properties, and has the ability to tackle nausea, stress, and migraines before you even feel them coming on.
Preventative.
Ooh.
Yep, use it as a preventative. Use your vitamin M, your vitamin C.
Remember what we're talking about, folks. It doesn't take a lot for this medicine to help start working in your body.
No, it really doesn't. You know what?
It really doesn't.
Just a little dab will do you. Maybe that's where that came from. Here it is. Gotcha. All right.
Ice
Ten.
Queen.
Hey.
It got its name for its frosty white resin and trichomes that are high in concentration, across the buds. The Ice Queen strain will have you happy, uplifted, and focused. In addition to being great at relieving stomach pain, it's also a highly recommended strain for stress relief.
Wow, and it boasts a THC level ranging from 18 to 23%. And I was looking at, I wanted to see the mothers. This was created by No Mercy Seeds, and it's a cross of Master Ice and Valley Queen.
Wow.
That just sounds fantastical.
Do they have any pictures down there? I know sometimes gets pictures.
Yeah.
Right there.
Here we go. This is right someone there. Uploaded a beautiful, beautiful photo. So,
I love that we can do this now.
Don't you?
Wow.
And we're not getting like the cops aren't coming and no one's shutting our computer down. No one's knocking the door. My dog's asleep. You know, that kind of stuff. It's really
great.
That's
awesome.
It is
I just love the colors of these plants.
Yeah, because like they were saying, green crack is a bright green. It really is a really,
really
bright green plant. It looks very different if you put it against like Carmelicious. Say has a lot of like salmon colored hair. It's really pretty, and it's kind of pink almost.
I really encourage people to get out there and start looking at their medicine and
your
educating
strength.
Yourself. This is a time where
become your own sommelier of kids. Oh, where's our harp? Thank you very much, Vanna.
Good.
Thanks, Vanna. She just turned over the seed for Canada.
Each one of these flowers looks so different.
Oh, my Lord.
Definitely. I mean, grown right, no two should look alike.
Well.
In.
Unless you're trying to replicate a whole entire batch. Right?
Exactly.
Come on, boy, howdy.
Two strains.
I know what you mean.
Even the plants themselves.
We know what you mean. We got you.
Don't get me started, Billy.
I know. I won't.
Don't poke the bear.
Oh, no. Is the bear sleeping? Don't poke the bear. All right. That was the first episode. Oh, calm down. All right. Well, you need to come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Come get certified. $270. Done. Bam. Done for the year. $250 if you're coming back for the second time. And it just shows your government, your states, your country that you support this, you need this, you want it, and you basically should have a human right to use this beautiful plant.
You get to choose.
My Lord. If they're going to put ibuprofen, Excedrin, bad one, Mom, Tylenol, the doctors will tell you do not take too much Excedrin. That stuff is so bad for you. That is so bad for you. And yet, cannabis is so good for you, and it's not on that shelf yet. Come on. I want to walk into Rite Aid and be like, do I want gummy vitamins or medicated gummy vitamins today? I think I'll take medicated gummy vitamins today. You know? Just go get them. Just go get them.
Yeah.
So, we know that people from all over the world are coming because cannabis is more legal here than other places. Medical marijuana draws parents to the U.S. for their children's treatments. Here's another story. Tristan Ford used to experience as many as 20 seizures a day. The 2-year-old has Dravet syndrome, a rare form of epilepsy, and was forced to constantly wear a helmet, suffering seizures so frequently that his 3-year-old brother would automatically go to the freezer and get an ice pack every time Ford had an attack. 3 years old, that's sad. Everything changed, however, when Ford began medical cannabis treatments last year. He went months without suffering a single seizure, said Yvonne Callahan, Ford's mother. For the first time, it looked like there was a sparkle in his eyes. It sounds corny, but he just looked so much brighter. But Ford's hardships are far from over. He and his mother had to travel more than 4,000 miles from their hometown in Dunmanway, Ireland, to Aurora, Colorado, to legally access cannabis from a professional doctor. When their visas expire at the end of the year, they'll have to return to Ireland, where the medicine that Callahan says has changed her son's life is considered an illegal drug. Ford and his mother are part of a small group of expats, also known as international medical marijuana refugees, who have in recent years turned their lives upside down and moved from overseas to Colorado for cannabis-based medicines that they say carry profound health effects. "We're not going to choose the option of being criminals with this in Ireland," said Callahan, 34, whose husband stays behind in Ireland for work. "We don't want to do things illegally, and we don't want to do it without a doctor." There's no data on how many families have relocated from outside of the U.S. to states such as Colorado, California, and Oregon that have long permitted medical cannabis, which remains illegal at the federal level. But anecdotally, pot advocates say that they know a number of international families who have traveled to the U.S. to try medical marijuana, with some deciding to permanently relocate after observing positive impacts. Javier Pena, 40, said he moved his 2 7-year-old twin boys from Spain to Colorado Springs last year so that they could start using cannabis oil. The twins both have Batten disease, a neurological disorder that gave them regular seizures. "I thought that this is a possibility for us to get a better life for them. Why not try?" said Pena, a computer engineer who was able to get a job transfer to Colorado. "We didn't think we could find a solution." Pena said they had seen videos online about Charlotte's Web, a strain of marijuana that originated in Colorado and has high amounts of cannabidiol, or CBD, which is a non-psychoactive component of cannabis. Charlotte's Web, named after a young girl who suffered severe epilepsy, has drawn hundreds of families from outside of Colorado to the state, according to Realm of Caring, a Colorado Spring-based nonprofit that provides support to families using cannabinoid therapy. Nicole Madison, outreach director, says Realm of Caring knows of roughly 400 families have moved to Colorado for medical cannabis, including her own, who moved from Tennessee to Colorado Springs for CBD. The organization doesn't track how many transplants are international, but Madison said she personally knows of a family from Australia, Iran, and Spain who decided to relocate to Colorado for medical cannabis. Realm of Caring also frequently fields international calls. "There's a very big community here," said Madison, whose daughter has Lennox-Gastaut syndrome, which is also associated with seizures. "You have a system that's working in Colorado." Many parents, like Callahan, choose Colorado because of the state's reputation and the presence of reputable doctors and advocacy groups. And even if there are underground ways for families to access cannabis medicine in their own hometowns, many parents are reluctant for fear of losing custody of their children if they get caught. Sean Beeman, an Oregon-based producer of cannabis medicines who runs a medicinal marijuana refugees page, said he regularly talks to families from overseas who have moved to the U.S. or are considering relocating. "People bring kids to me from Germany, the Czech Republic. We've had them from all over. Pot is everywhere, but this medicine isn't. So that's why people travel," he added. "Research on how CBD affects seizures is limited and inconclusive, with some studies showing clear reductions in seizures and other reports finding no changes or even negative effects." Keith Humphreys, professor of psychiatry at Stanford and an expert on marijuana policy, said he would not recommend families uproot their lives for CBD given the lack of research. "We don't have any evidence that it works beyond anecdote and hype." Still, many families who swear by cannabis treatment say they moved because they had exhausted all other options and tried so many prescription medications that it did nothing or made conditions worse. One woman who moved from the UK to Colorado and then to California said cannabis treatment for her 10-year-old daughter, who suffers from a neurological disorder, saved the girl from a life of excruciating pain. "She now lives a completely functional, normal life," said the mother, who requested anonymity so that she would not jeopardize an ongoing immigration case. She said she's not returning home until she can legally give her daughter cannabis. "We're British. We want to go home eventually." Callahan, who launched a petition, now backed by more than 8,000 people, has been speaking out in hopes that her son's story will pressure Ireland to change its laws and allow her to return home with Ford and his medicine. "He is just doing so well," she said, adding that she suspects more states and countries will eventually follow in the footsteps of Colorado. "It will happen in Ireland. I just hope they realize it before more children suffer needlessly." Yeah, absolutely.
Great article.
Bell, And what countries or even what cities have you heard from down at Tumbleweeds had since? Because I know a lot of people are moving to these states.
Oh, people are coming all across the state.
Yeah.
But we've had people from, maybe a few from other countries, but I don't know that they're, you know, I don't know. We'd have to do a little research on that.
Yeah, I mean, it would be interesting because I know, you know, we have Arizona.
But it's hard because you have to have, here you have to have an address and everything here. So
right.
You have to be settled here. So,
right.
You know, whether they're coming here or they're settled
and establishing,
here.
You know, residency and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, for, yeah, it's really interesting to know how this is affecting, like, movement here in America. Moving to get to this medicine, finding it, and finding the quality medicine that would work for your ailment. So when we start thinking about, you know, what this is creating in these different areas, I know we were, my husband and I, we were up in Denver just recently, and they were talking about how many people, the property is rising,
property
values are rising in Denver and all the surrounding areas. The little tiny towns, you know, where, you know, no one wanted to live there because it was not Denver, you know, are getting bought up, and it's skyrocketing house values up there. Streets are getting cleaned up. They said the prostitution and drug areas cleaned up. Because now where those were, the cannabis industry has come in. They're cleaning up the streets. They're putting back into the communities. I mean, this is an incredible, incredible thing that is, like, happening. But as this is happening, yes, property values are going up. It's harder to buy a house in Denver. But these are things that a successful city, I mean, happens. People start getting paid out. People start using the system that is built within their city. Instead of relying on, you know, assistance from the government and things like that, this is, you know, what I want people to see as a result of different things that are happening in our country. So, sorry.
Big changes. And you
mm-hmm.
should be out there and you should be voting. And if you're going to, we always say, if you're going to vote for anything, vote for cannabis. For
right.
crying out loud. We get people in and they're like, oh, I'm not registered. Well, you're here getting your card, so you should register for this.
Right, exactly.
I mean, at least.
Well
at
put.
Least.
Well said, Belle.
If you don't
well
know
said.
Your rights, you don't have them.
Exactly. And I think with this whole revolution that things are getting put out there and people are going, you know, and questioning everything that is put in front of them now.
Yes.
Because it's no more. You don't get to force feed us anymore.
No, you don't. Not at all.
Not at all.
And guess what? Well, a couple things. California raised their tobacco smoking age from 18 to 21.
I heard.
I love it. I think that's great.
I think it's great, too. I heard someone the other day, they're saying, oh, well, why are they trying to tell us what we can do again? This isn't about what you can do. This is about, I also think they should raise the age to military to 21, too. If they're going to,
you know what? It's kind of
we
young.
Were talking about
18.
These kids that
How
are coming back.
How old do you have to be in the military? 18?
18.
You can get it 17 and check mom and dad.
This is ridiculous.
Yes.
You know, we're sending kids over to fight wars.
Oh, my God, at
17,
I was listening to Stevie Nicks in my room. I mean, come on. No.
These kids are not mentally ready to
no.
handle any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think 21, we're going to start doing that. We got to fight back, folks. You got to start saying what you want. And it's because we haven't said what we wanted.
And they're raising those limits because also functionally – physiologically, our body's still developing, and if you start knocking it down before it gets a chance to get itself up, you're not doing it any favors.
We gotta have a strong human race, folks, for the future.
Now, what we're waiting for is the 21 and over age to go through the fast through at McDonald's. So, that was a good one.
No,
where's
didn't.
My laugh check? Oh my Lord, the audience is late. You guys,
where were you?
What do you want? Critical cheer out there? All right.
That's a good one to be about.
Oh, my Lord. Germany is going to legalize marijuana for medicinal use in 2017. I think that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
See, the whole world's going. The health minister of Germany said medical marijuana will be legalized in 2017. Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
That's
awesome.
That's flipping awesome. The measure was approved by the German cabinet for patients that have a serious medical condition and no alternative therapeutic alternative. The German Health Ministry released information in a press release regarding the measure. A statement regarding the safety of marijuana was issued by Germany's Federal Drug Commissioner Marlene Mortler. She stated, "The use of cannabis as a medicine within narrow limits is useful and should be explored in more detail. At the same time, cannabis is not a harmless substance. A legalization for private pleasure is not the aim or the purpose of this. It is intended for medicinal use only. Germany is following in the footsteps of other countries by legalizing marijuana for medicinal purposes. According to CNN, countries in Europe, South America, and North America have relaxed marijuana regulations. Hermann Grohe, the German federal health minister, said, "Our goal is that seriously ill people are looked after to the best of our ability." Oh, that's great. We should look to that.
You know,
this whole world should have that attitude. All people should be looked at after to the best of their ability. Seriously. Come on, man.
Let's get with the program, folks.
Come
or
on,
not.
2% that have
or not yet with the program.
99% of the wealth. Figure this out, you guys. This isn't rocket science.
That's true.
It really isn't. We want
amazing
to give a little...
Amazing things.
We want to give a shout-out to the Tombstone Times. We love Tombstone. It's our favorite place to go lately. And if you look on page 10, you see a gargantuan tumbleweed bath. They did a very nice job putting that in there. Right next to the Big Iron Shooting Gallery, of course. And Tombstone is just a wonderfully historic part of Arizona and our country and our planet. You know, everyone loves a good gunfighter. So come on down to Tumbleweeds Health Center at 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We don't have gunfights yet, but we will get you certified. $270 for your first time, $250 for recertifications. And guess what? There are more discounts than that, folks. If you're on food stamps,
come on in.
Another $75 off. Bam! Hey, if you're computer savvy, you can take it home and save another $35. Bam! We got you, folks. We got you covered. Lowest price in town. TumbleweedCellCenter.com, 520-838-4430. Give us a call. Give us a shout-out. And come on down. We'd like to thank Grower's House, too. We love Grower's House.
Number for all one your growing needs.
Yeah. Number one hydroponic store in Arizona. Or the world. The world at large. We could go that far, probably, huh? It's just a great...
Check them out at GrowerHouse.com.
Yeah, it's huge now. They moved over to that new place on 21st. And
lots of fun stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Amazing, amazing things.
Huge warehouse.
Here. Gosh, I really hope that when we legalize this in November here in Arizona that, well, first of all, I hope we legalize it mindfully so that none of the counties can take away our growing rights that we're going to get. Woo woo!
And how much growing rights?
And I believe it's 6 plants.
That's awesome.
Fine by me, man. And I also hope that if MPP passes, that the counties will honor our rights and privilege that we should have to grow, because if MPP passes, that could be taken away. And we really, really, really don't want that to happen. That's a sad thing. So let's do this mindfully, you guys. Get
year
out there.
Year of education. Educate
it
yourself.
Is. We still have time. We still have, I believe, over a month left to get these signatures in and get our mindful regulation on the ballot. And I think we need to push hard and we need to go to voting places, everybody, and tell them why they need to vote for this one.
It's true.
You need to get
when
out
you
there
set
to
them
that.
Both out. You need to just set them both out. And if you say, if I was a patient, how would I want to be treated?
Yeah, exactly.
If you were a patient,
or
how
if your
would
mom's
you
a patient,
treated?
What if your mom was a patient?
Right.
How would you want your mom to be treated? You know? Come on, seriously. But anyway, we could rant and rave about that all day long. We just want to say we love you guys. We love you. It is that time. It's the end of the show. Weed Save Wednesday, everybody. Thank you so much, Candace Kidd.
Thank you so much, Dr.
Silver Sativa, Sister Tech Gal Knot, Gun Shooter Extraordinaire. Thank you so much, everybody, for being here.
Double S Tech Gal is what I call it.
Double S Tech Gal. Double S Rant. See you all there. Come down to Tumbleweed Cell Center, 5315 East Broadway Boulevard, Suite 103. We're in the back. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Growers House. Thank you, Edible Arizona. We're also in them. We love Edible. Haha, Arizona. Check it out. Come pick up a free magazine. You can check out the Tombstone Times. We've got some of those available as well, I think. They might be out. It's a classic. This is an antique. Pick one up now and come and see us. We love you guys. Happy Weekday Wednesday, and we'll see you next week for more fun.
Take care. See you next week.
Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
Bye, folks.